Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Very important subject today, women and their money, and women in relationships, and women with perhaps being in a situation where they are not an equal partner in a relationship as it comes to finances. And there are stories out there, unfortunately, and I've seen some of this in some of the work I do, of women being in, let me just say it, I'll put it out there, financially abusive relationships. And we did some homework. We've been wanting to focus a little bit on women and money as kind of a little bit of a series we've been doing on the program. And we're very fortunate to find Ginger Dean, a licensed psychotherapist and author. And she's written quite a bit for Forbes, three great articles recently that we picked up on and wanted to have her on the program. She's been featured in a lot of magazines and various media outlets, and we're just very pleased that she can spend some time with us. Now, a lot of fun here. She's got a website, Girls Just Wanna Have Funds, F-U-N-D-S, girlsjustwantohavefunds.com. And there's a lot of great information on her website. So let's dive right in here. Ginger, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David, for having me.
Excellent. Thank thank you for your time. And I know you're very busy and you got a lot going on. So is that true? Girls really just want to have funds?
We just want to have funds, of course. I mean, who doesn't want to have, you know, what woman doesn't want to have her own money if she can?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the theme of the website and the work that we do.
Excellent. Well, I think that there's a lot, you know, there's an old expression that has been used in different ways that, you know, financial resources creates options for people. And if somebody is in a position of being completely dependent on another person, and this, of course, can go both ways and or in different types of relationships, not necessarily gender specific here, but, you know, the person can be really over the barrel. They can be really in a position if they don't have their own financial resources or ability to get certain things done.
Exactly. And that is something that I preach all day, every day on the website, because so many women write me on the back end in terms of email telling me, you know, they're a stay-at-home mom. Maybe they're about to get divorced, or they think they're, you know, that their husband's going to serve them with divorce papers, and they're scrambling trying to figure out how do they make their own money? How do they make sure that once, and if this divorce does go through, how do they make sure that they can live independently and on their own? And then we have other women who are just solely dependent on their, let's just say they're getting alimony or child support. That's their only means of income. And so they find themselves going through a tug of war. If let's just say he doesn't want to pay it, or he's paying it late, and therefore her bills are getting paid late. And so they find themselves, like you said, over the barrel because they don't have any way of earning their own money. And I've always felt that if you're in a position as an adult woman, there's no reason why you should be going to your partner or your husband for $5 to buy X. You're not a little girl.
Yeah, right.
And so that's where I, you know, that's what sort of drives me, because we like to say, well, you know, men leave the house, and that's great. But I think that life happens. And for whatever reason, if his money dries up, then what are you going to do?
Right.
And a lot of people find themselves in just really sticky situations because they don't have a way to support themselves.
Well, I got to tell you, Jenner, I got to confess, this whole subject makes me a bit angry. I mean, it really,
really?
Does. Yeah, it does. This whole subject, because let me clarify what I mean is that this is the way things sometimes work. It really makes me angry that there are these relationships where people find themselves, you know, where they are powerless, and that forces them to have to concede on other maybe issues or other parts of the relationship because of that financial dependence. And, you know, we're going to get to it in a minute, which is, you know, what to do about it. And I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but, you know, it just really concerns me. And that's why I wanted you on this program, is to identify and dig into this. And we probably should just go and get to this now, is to talk about some of the signs when somebody is in a, you're talking about some of the independence, and I think that's really important, but I want to go even deeper and talk about some of the signs that maybe for women to be cognizant of and pay attention to, that they could be in an abusive relationship financially, and then we'll get to what to do about it. So let's go to that if we can. What are some of the big ones that you see for women that are, you know, signs that maybe they're in that kind of relationship with somebody that's really controlling about the finances, or just literally that's being used as a, well, I mean, like a tool or leverage against them?
Well, the first one, I'll give you an example. I have a woman, or I know a woman, where she literally does not have access to, she works. So she works twice a month because they have three little ones. And she has a PhD. And so she gets paid twice a month. Her money literally goes into an account that she does not have access to. She doesn't know how much the car note is. She doesn't know how much the mortgage is. She gets a certain amount of money to spend on the kids, and literally every single penny must, like, she has to be able to account for every single penny, and she cannot overspend in any way whatsoever. And so that's a lot of control, and that's overt control. But for her, she really didn't notice it at the time, because she just thought, well, he's taking care of everything. Well, if he, like, God forbid, drops dead tomorrow, do you have access to his, to all the, your accounts, so that you'd be able to move forward and be able to continue to pay the bills? She said no. And so in the article, I talked about every penny spent is a penny tracked. And so there were some really bad consequences for her. Let's just say she went and bought three, you know, nice Easter dresses for her daughters on Amazon.com. She would literally have to send it back if he saw them. If it's not according to what he says the money needs to be spent on, then it was a problem. And so if you're in a situation like that where there is so much control over the money, where you are not able to make an independent decision, then you might be in a financially abusive relationship.
I think that's a pretty clear sign, Ginger. And, you know, you're not helping me. My blood pressure just went up 20 more points. Okay. I'm serious. This really frustrates me, and it makes me angry.
Yeah.
And because my first thought is, what if she doesn't send the dresses back? Then what? What is he going to do?
Well, I mean, and he would just sort of raise hell. I mean, he was extremely controlling in other areas as well.
Good Lord.
He would just raise hell in the house until, you know, she would return it.
Wow.
Because he knows that she will.
Yeah, that's, and then you mentioned every penny spent and tracked, and you mentioned also no access to bank accounts. I mean, that's horrible. I mean, even if the controlling jerk doesn't die, maybe she needs to get access to the money. You know, if he does die, at least she gets a transfer on death, TOD on the account. But yeah, what if he's incapacitated, you know, and can't do anything? She's up the creek without a paddle, being out, not even be able to write checks.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
With the same example that I just gave, that's her as well. She does not have a personal bank account in her name. She's not allowed to.
Well, right there, Ginger. I mean, this is something that anybody, again, a woman can go and do, set up an account, and I would advise make it a different bank account, a different bank. Go set up your own bank, and then you got to find a way to squirrel money into that account.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. What about threats of leaving? Is that something that's a sign?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're totally dependent on the person or your partner, of course. I mean, that's emotional abuse. That's financial abuse. Let's just say you do depend on them for every single thing in your life. And if they're threatening to leave, you're going to abide by what they want just because you don't want to be left, you know, again, up the creek without a paddle, just like you just said.
Good grief.
So if they're threatening to leave you all the time, it's manipulation. Just like, you know, for instance, if a woman's having an argument with her husband and she's making a clear point, that both of them know that she's making a clear point, but he's deliberately missing it, that's manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have someone that's constantly threatening to leave you because they know that they're in a position of power, that's manipulation. And I personally would leave because I just don't personally believe that there's any way to really rehabilitate that person.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'd be out of there too.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief. All right. Well, if you're just joining us, Ginger Dean is here. She's a licensed psychotherapist and author. Website, a lot of fun. GirlsJustWantToHaveFunds.com. And she has written some great articles for Forbes magazine that we're getting into a little bit on. And if you'll stay tuned, we'll be right back after this break and come back and talk more with Ginger.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation, before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I specialize in representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. Spouses getting divorced in their 50s, 60s, and 70s confront far different challenges than younger people. If you have questions about alimony, division of retirement or investment accounts, Social Security, health insurance, or anything else, you can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosedlaw.com.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there. All right, we are back with Ginger Dean on the line, licensed psychotherapist and author. Girls just want to have funs.com, don't we all? And, you know, I'm married to an Italian woman, Ginger, and her grandmother had this wonderful saying that I'm sure you will appreciate. She used to say, don't let the men's know your business. Have a little bit of money to know about, and that's actually very sage advice for women who are in situations that we're talking about today. And I know we talked about some of the signs, and the next one I wanted to ask you about that I know that you have written about is the deadbeat syndrome. What is that?
The deadbeat syndrome is pretty much where he forces the woman to work because he is unwilling to work and be a real financial partner. And so he's essentially pimping her out. And so
nice.
While he's
real
in
nice.
Complete control, what he's doing is any money that she makes comes to him.
Wow.
There is nothing that he is going to allow her to purchase on her own, because of course if she has her own money stashed away somewhere, then she can leave him. The other thing is, in some of these situations, the household bills are also in the woman's name and he will never pay them.
Wow.
It's almost like putting her in a position where her credit will be shot if
right.
she ever tries to leave, and she wouldn't
right.
be able to, for instance, you know, rent an apartment or buy a home on her own.
Yeah, it's another form of control.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see the movie Waitress?
No, I've never seen it.
Okay, you've got to put that on your list to watch. It's right down the alley of everything we're talking about. Excellent
really?
Movie. Wasn't like a big one, you know, blockbuster, but outstanding, amazing acting. Waitress
okay.
is called.
Yeah,
because it's got dead, don't want to spoil it for you, but it's got deadbeat syndrome all over it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then what's forced family? What is that about?
Pretty much the woman's pregnant every other year of the relationship. And so she doesn't have an opportunity to return to work.
Mm.
And so these are men who just sort of have this fantasy of their wives are literally barefoot and pregnant.
Nice.
Almost all the time.
Mm.
So if she's saddled with 3, 4, 5 kids, where is she going to go and what job is she going to get where, you know, child care is an issue? So depending on where you live, child care could be as much as a mortgage. I mean, over here in D.C., we have child care ranging up to $1,800 for a newborn. That's one.
Wow.
So times that by, you know, maybe 3 because you have 3 young children. And she's not able to go back to work. And she doesn't realize that he's keeping her pregnant because she will always be home and dependent on him without any financial support of her own.
Mm. That's, well, this is just bad. Okay, so these are definitely some of the warning signs, and we got to get to some solutions in a second. But some of this, I want to go, before we get into that, there's a little more, you know, let's leverage some of your psychotherapy background and experience here, Ginger, and where are some of the underpinnings of this, you know, from, you know, because you said very quickly, I'd leave them. That's it. I'm out of here. And I did too. And I'm not even a woman. So let's go back to the core issue here. What are some of the issues for women? Is there some things that women maybe get, some women get tangled up with, self-worth and or not understanding the concept of money and power? Or I mean, what are some of the things underlying this that maybe has a woman not recognizing that they need to, you know, they need to break away from this or not let this happen to begin with?
Well, I mean, you just mentioned it. Money is power. And so for some men, they're not okay with their woman having any kind of power or being in a position of power in the relationship. And so for that person, he's not going to allow her, just because he's probably really, really insecure himself. But when you think of someone who's insecure, you don't think of them as being this overt, you know, control freak. You're thinking of, you're seeing them as fairly probably kind of meek and, you know, kind of soft-spoken maybe. But it's absolutely the opposite in this situation. With regards to the woman, whenever I meet someone like this, whether it's just personally or professionally, I'm always wondering what happened in her background to sort of inform her that this would be okay.
Right.
And that's always the first question I ask. Like,
right.
What is it about you, your history, your life, that tells you that this would be okay? And in some cases, it's because, you know, she saw her mother get treated the same way.
Right.
So maybe the mother was okay with it.
Okay.
Maybe she had a really controlling dad. And so she's now grown up to expect that men in relationships.
It's normal to her.
That it's okay. Yeah, it's normal. So her blueprint for life and love is, I'm just supposed to be okay with this because this is what I know. And you'd be surprised how many women, when I say this to them, I'm like, you are able to make a different decision. Like, you don't have to be here. And so they're often like, really?
Yeah, they look at you like you started talking Portuguese, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing about it is, I can't really blame them, because if they grew up with such controlling circumstances and also watching the woman in that relationship just accept it, what else? How else would she know how to survive and dysfunction in this relationship?
Well, it reminds me sometimes when we hear about people leaving some of these cults, you know, where they grow up in the cult and it's all they know. And when you start talking about it or they start hearing about it, it's really very, very foreign to them. And also, if it has something to do with their, you know, it's cultural, it could also be due to the ethnicity, could have something to do with their religion. I mean, there's a lot of this that is all balled up together and it's all over the planet and it's in all types. I'm not specifically referring to anyone in particular, but there's a lot. So it comes back to where, you know, that woman's world perspective. It's really interesting. Yeah.
And you'd be surprised. Yeah. Like, you just said, it made a really good point. You'd be surprised how often religion does play a role in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I had one woman, you know, really awesome lady, but her, you know, they were going to get a divorce. And I was so proud of her because she knew what was coming. And we got together, we created a plan, and she started working at, you know, like a Walmart. And so she worked her way up to being full time. So once the husband started, kept on, you know, threatening her with divorce, she said, okay, that's fine. I already have a plan. Just let me know when you want to serve the papers and we'll move forward.
Right.
And it surprised him. And he actually just backed off and just said, hey, you know, I want to work it out.
Yeah.
I bet he
did.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I want to work it out. I got one that wants to work for me. Hopefully he didn't go to the flip over to that, what would you call it? The deadbeat syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was working, but he was just really controlling.
Mm.
They'd have 5 kids, 7, you know, 20-year marriage.
Wow.
And he did not want her to work, and she got tired of it. That was part of their issue, and so he kept on threatening divorce.
Yeah.
And I was just so proud of her when she was able to say to him, okay, if you want a divorce, we can talk about that. But I'm not going to be financially destitute because I'm okay now. I know that I'm going to be okay. He did not like it. So
I would love to congratulate her on that. That's outstanding, Ginger. Ginger Dean, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, licensed psychotherapist and author. The website, Girls Just Want to Have Funds, FUNDS.com. And she's written for Forbes, and we're talking about some of those recent subjects she's written about with women. And we're going to grab a break, quick word from our sponsors, come back and talk about some additional things, what to do about it, how to deal with this stuff. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. The YMCA has 6 locations to help you and your family reach their health and fitness goals. The WISE child care programs provide a safe and nurturing environment. So whether it's Kids Zone while you're working out, after school enrichment programs, kids fitness programs, or Camp Winona resident camp, the Y is a safe place for your child. For more information, check out www.vfymca.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
How's this for convenient one-stop shopping? Holland Financial offers so many services through its subsidiaries, like fee-based investment management, financial planning, retirement and estate planning, fixed annuities, long-term care, disability and life insurance, and tax return preparation. Our founder, David Holland, also has specialized training to serve as a trustee and executor for families wanting sound financial stewardship for their beneficiaries. Many of your neighbors and local families have chosen Holland Financial because we've helped them plan stronger. Call 671-PLAN and meet with David one-on-one. Or visit Holland Financial at planstronger.com.
Hey there, we're back with Ginger Dean on the line, licensed psychotherapist and author. The website, Girls Just Want to Have Funds, F-U-N-D-S. Clever little play on words there. Cindy Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Funds.com. I want to go back to now really kind of the crunch down and or really get to brass tacks, as they say, Ginger, about what can be done about situations. And I think the first one is probably my favorite. Leave.
Yes. Because I would definitely tell a woman in that situation to leave. Money is too big of a gamble with regards to the power and the role that it plays in your life.
Oh,
to sort of hope that they change. And so maybe down the road, once you've left and sort of reestablished yourself, and if they show consistent signs of having changed, then maybe you can revisit it. But I've never, ever recommended that a woman sit down and sort of wait for him to change, because rarely does that ever happen.
Listen, it ain't gonna. That's highly unlikely.
Yeah, it's easier for him to go and find someone else than it is for him to sort of go through the process of, you know, unraveling his life so that he can actually change.
That's true. Some guys are just big dogs that can talk.
Yes.
So there you go, right? how about family and friends? Can a woman reach out and kind of lean on them a little bit?
Yeah, I would. I mean, and these would have to be really, really trusted friends who understand what you're going through, because you're going to have some people who won't understand. Like, they'll just say, well, why don't you just leave? Why don't you just do this? And they'll be more critical of you than they are willing to help you.
Mm.
And so even if you needed to go to maybe a therapist that can sort of sit down with you and work out a plan where no emotions are involved here, no one's sort of thinking, well, oh my God, I'm so worried about you. You can actually sit down and plan, how are you going to exit this relationship without getting hurt? Because just as in physically abusive relationships, when the woman is trying to leave is the time that she is most likely to be killed.
That's true.
And so she has to be really, really careful in this sort of situation, because if he thinks that she's trying to leave, what can he do to her to just stop her in her tracks?
That's true.
Or can things get physical?
That reminds me of another movie, Ginger, Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yes.
Julia Roberts. Oh,
exactly.
Riveting. Yes. Well, and that brings me to the next one, which is let me kind of hit them in order here. Education, if that might help, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are all these, online courses these days that you can learn just virtually about anything. And so I'm always a big supporter of, you know, if you have a bachelor's, maybe you can take a master's certificate course, or just even a vocational or a trade that you can actually learn, that when you graduate, you can actually be placed in a real job. But of course, she has to be planning parallel to this, because once she gets this education, she'll have to actually start working. So she'll have to plan her exit, then start working. So it does take careful planning, but that's one of the tools that she can use in order to get out and then stand on her own 2 feet.
Yeah. Well, and another one that I was anxious to get to this is getting money set aside. You called it skimming money from anywhere.
Yeah. Yes. So. Now, this isn't for everyone. If he literally tracks every penny, you're not going to be able to do that. However, let's just say you do those little surveys online for $5 and you've already set up like your own bank account, or you were able to do that, you can have that money go into that account. But if you're not in a situation where he's counting every single penny, then you can skim some money off the top and just say, hey, maybe you say, well, I bought X from Target, and he sees it, but then you go and return it and get the cash for it, and then you put that into a separate account so that, you know, he's not going to be able to track it.
Right. And the fact that you have to do that, speaking to the women out there, Ginger, it pretty much tells you, I think, all you need to know. And so you need to do what Ginger's saying, because if you have to go through that extra step, yeah, I think that pretty much confirms the problem. Mm-hmm. And then can a woman get a job kind of on the side or secretly? How does she pull that off?
That depends. So, I mean, it depends on how many children they have. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those situations where she would probably need to have a work from home job.
Okay.
And there are tons of them out there in terms of legitimate work from home jobs. I remember when I was in grad school, I worked for this company, the IT desk, and they service all the major clothing brands. And so as there's the customer service, at least they did back then. And so I was able to work from home. Something like that would be really good, because she'd be able to work while he's out, or maybe while he was off at, you know, a friend's house, or just out for a few hours. You can actually put yourself in a position to earn some money. So it just depends on how the household is set up. How can she work so that he doesn't see that she's making money or making enough money to leave him? With the woman I gave earlier, she started working at Target. Now, her husband already left her, so he really didn't know that she was working. He thought that she was just at home with the kids all day.
Right.
But, you know, because she started off with 8 hours, then he bumped her up to 16, it was 24, and I think she stopped it at 30 because she wanted to be home when her kids got home. But that's how she did it. And so when he started coming back around and talking about, oh, I want to come back, and, you know, and then when she said no, he threatened with leaving, complete, like, divorce. She said, okay, if that's what you want to do,
that's right.
Fine.
Hey, listen, I've already changed the locks, man. You don't have to come back.
Yes,
exactly. You knew I had to change that lock. It took back that key. If I knew you'd be back for one more second to bother me. All right. Well, listen, great stuff, Ginger. I really, really appreciate it. We didn't get to everything. We'll have to have you back. Ginger Dean, ladies and gentlemen, licensed psychotherapist and author of the website Girls Just Want to Have Funds, FUNDS.com. Ginger, you're great. Love what you're doing. Keep at it. It's a wonderful mission you're on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.